Shalom, I'm Yoni, and you're listening to Kabbalah Pod.
It's commonly said that there are two types of people in this world. There's the glass half empty and the glass half full. So you have the pessimists and the optimists. Psychologically speaking, the pessimists are always seeing the negative in everything and highlight the negative. And the optimists are always seeing a positive in everything, highlighting the positive. However, there's not just two types of people in this world. We're an infinitely complex being made with different components to our soul and how the body works together to bring refuah to every component of the body and the soul shows that we are more complex than either positive or negative. In fact, Hashem provides many layers of which we can be. There are those who refer themselves to as pragmatists or realists. They look at reality and they make judgments based off that. But even those people still have either negative or positive bend towards seeing. There are some that say that they live by faith. But even that has a bend. I mean, pragmatists will typically be a lot more negative because of what they view as human nature. And those who believe in faith will typically be a little bit more positive because they view their belief in Hashem or a greater being as somebody who is compassionate and takes care. And so it is a human nature, in my opinion, it is a human nature to not find harmony and to not find balance. And that's why there's so many apps out there for finding balance. That's why there's so many teachings and guides out there to try to create harmony in one's life. Because human nature is extremes. We choose legalism or lawlessness, conservative or liberal, Democrat, Republican, half empty, half full. We choose one extreme or another, the if I can't have it, nobody will type mentality. It is a natural bend for the average person. And I'll be honest, it baffles me. I don't understand this because we can be better than that. We can ascend to greater heights than that. Instead of going from either this works now or this is never going to work whatsoever, we can instead try to find a harmonious connection. Over at Tisha B'Av, I enjoyed watching a video presentation by Aleph Beta, Rabbi Foreman, presented on the problem of evil in the world. It was his new recording for this year. It was a very amazing production in which the question of the problem of evil is a very valid question. How do we address evil in the world? How do we handle it? And many religions, well, they each have their own different responses. Christianity, for example, says, oh, God doesn't create evil. God's just absent from evil. That's where God isn't. However, we see in the prophets that Hashem says he creates good and creates evil. So that obviously can't be true. How can Adon Olam be the source of both good and evil? This dichotomy that we have in the human race, where it's either good or bad, how can the Creator be harmonious and blended with good and bad? How does this work? And Rabbi Foreman brings up a better illustration, is that, yeah, we don't fully understand things now. And yeah, what Hashem does is for the greater good. And yeah, in the world to come, things will be rewarded, right? All these answers, he says, in and of themselves, standing alone, they accomplish nothing other than you wanting to punch the face of the person who told you that while you're mourning, which is very true. And an alternative is to consider the other approach, which is that Hashem is the creator of everything, and Hashem does have harmony, and that we need to find our home in harmony too. And if we find our home in harmony, then we will be able to better connect. And so I encourage you to watch that video if you can. I don't want to take away Rabbi Thorman's thunder, and I think you should watch it directly. But after this Tisha B'Av, after Shabbos Nachamu, after we look forward, as we get prepared for the month of Elul to come, where we have introspection and preparation for the judgment and the new year, we can, instead of focusing on the negative or just the positive, we can be holistic. We can find a harmonious balance between it all. We can ascend beyond greater than ourselves and view it from Hashem's perspective, who is outside time, where everything is pictured as a whole. And if we can have everything pictured as a whole, our perspective will change. So that's my encouragement. Don't be a glass half empty or a glass half full person. Be a, the glass is there and you have what you're given and you use it for the ultimate good, regardless if what you have is Tov or if all you have is Tzuris. So take that in consideration this next week. Thank you for listening to Kabbalah Pod on Anchor FM. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and share with your friends. Have a question or topic idea? We'd love to hear your input and ideas. Send us a tweet, message Yibrik on Facebook, or leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. Not on social media? That's okay. Send us your ideas at yibrik.com/Kabbalah. Become a monthly supporter on Anchor FM or by visiting yibrik.com/donate. You can also show your support by sharing our podcast with others and by purchasing our custom-made Kabbalah bracelets or Yiddish artisan beard balm at yibrik.com/store. This podcast is a project of Yibrik, Building Jewish Bridges. Learn more at yibrik.com/Kabbalah.